You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Snap to Prescott on third down, rushed, and the ball came out. It's a fumble. The Eagles have picked it up, and they are running. Nigel Bradham down the right side, broke a tackle to the goal line. Touchdown, Eagles. A sack, strip, fumble, and Nigel Bradham is going to run it in for a Philadelphia score.
Brad Shan with part of the call last night. Cowboys get embarrassed in the second half, outscored 30-0, and they get worked by Filthy 37-9. Are you rolling, by the way? Are we listening to WIP in Philadelphia this morning, Roy?
Regrettably.
What was it like coming in? Did you tune into it?
They're going to the Super Bowl. They'll never lose another game this season. It's the best team they've ever had. It was euphoric and nauseating.
And that's what it sounded like with their voice and accent?
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen a team like this team we got here? Never before. Cannot believe I am sitting here. I was about to die. I was on my deathbed. And I thought to myself, I would never see an Eagles team that was good enough to live up to my radio expectations. All right, what I have done in this business, 10 times what the Eagles have ever done to this point. And now I may be able to die happy and die with an In-N-Out burger in my mouth.
And that In-N-Out. Oh, yeah, In-N-Out.
That was where I wanted to go,
right?
Angelo
does love In-N-Out. 4 turnovers to none. And Dak Prescott ends up throwing 3 intercepts. Look, Jason Garrett is my driver, and Dak Prescott is riding shotgun for this analogy. If I'm driving around and my GPS goes out, I'm screwed. I'm done. I have no sense of direction. I will stop and ask for directions. You know, I know guys aren't supposed to do that. I don't care.
How embarrassing.
I have, well, whatever.
What do you say?
I want to get where I want to go. I use a meat thermometer, too. Y'all can go ahead and judge by looks. I want it to be done. If my GPS goes out, I'm finished. It's over. And if things aren't set up perfectly for Jason Garrett, and I've said it for 6 years, if everything is not put in with the coordinates, if the GPS isn't fully charged, then the Cowboys are screwed too. And they cannot overcome injuries this major. That's why I knew they were going to lose. I thought they'd get blown out, but I knew that they were going to lose. And we have halftime adjustment stats and all that stuff coming up in 20 minutes. That's not Jason's specialty. Now, we can argue and fight on what the specialty of the Dallas Cowboys head coach should be, because like it or not, a humongous part of this job is to deal with Jerry over top of you and to be, to a degree, a little puppet with Jerry Pedo, you know, working the strings. That's just the way it is. And Dak Prescott is riding shotgun because, to me, if things aren't set up perfectly with the coordinates and the GPS and the GPS fully charged, Dak Prescott cannot overcome that either. He's going to be a very good quarterback for you. He's a future franchise guy. He's the perfect leader, but he's not Carson Wentz right now. Carson Wentz, in my opinion, can overcome it. And Dak Prescott still has a ways to go to get there. I'd still trust Dak overcoming no left tackle, wide receivers dropping balls more than Jason, but I know for damn sure if the GPS goes out, Jason Garrett is lost. And that's the way I felt about yesterday's game, and that's what we've seen basically throughout the past few years here. It all has to be set up right for Jay Jeezy to thrive. That's the way I look at it.
Everyone was, you know, on Twitter and Facebook and in social media, all upset about this game, losing their minds. And I'm like, who thought we were going to win?
Yeah.
Like, what level of just absolute head-in-the-sand insanity do you have to live in to actually think that this team had a chance to win yesterday?
None.
Now, the people that did that, I mean, cool, okay? Alcohol is fun. It is. Sometimes weed is better. I don't know. I'm not, like, partaking. But that's the only way. You had to be on some serious psychedelic drugs. I think this team was actually going to win this game.
Yeah. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, okay. They are. Thank you, Lane. But there's no other way to go about it. Like, I'm not upset. I'm not mad.
No.
I'm not. My panties aren't in a wad. And, yeah, I'm wearing panties. They're not a wad. I'm not upset about this game.
Please, CBS 11, in here recording for TV, please use that last line.
I'm not, like, in the least bit upset right now. No. My blood pressure's fine. I didn't expect them to win. This was a giveaway game. We're on to L.A. or San Diego or wherever the heck they're from. And that's all this was. Like, if you literally couldn't sleep last night or you got upset about anything. I'm not even upset about Jason and Dak. I mean, those two guys had literally the worst game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah.
Seriously. Just an atrocious performance. And I'm, like, essentially his spokesman.
Yeah.
I might as well run PR for that fool.
Unappointed spokesman.
Unappointed, unwelcomed, unpaid.
Yeah.
Right? And for Jason, I'm his spokesman, too. I love that guy as well. Yeah. Okay? I stuck up for this dude when they were 8-8 every year. But those two guys, I mean, they couldn't figure out life yesterday. They had no idea what was going on. So, I'm not even upset about either of them because I knew they had a chance.
And so you're saying, well, what's the point of the season? Why would you want them to continue to win? Well, because I do think there is a chance.
Yes.
If you get everyone healthy and you can run the football, you can win on the road against anybody. Your margin for error is gone. Sean Lee's going to have to be there, and Tyron's going to have to be there, and Zeke is not going to have to do, you know, keg stands or tequila shots in Cabo.
Right.
But if you get them back and you can sneak in as a wild card, we've seen crazier runs, much crazier runs. Look at the Giants championships.
Yeah.
You can travel and you can win with their formula.
Get in.
They're just going to have to be healthy.
Just get in, okay? This team rushes for 100 yards without Zeke. Get in.
Yeah.
All right, just get into the tournament and you'll be fine. And that's all I'm worried about. I'm just worried about them finding a way to get into the postseason.
Do you have any star ups?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've got a star up for you. Ryan Switzer.
Oh, Switz okay? beats.
Finally, Ryan Switzer getting a star up.
Cowboys and the 8-1 Eagles, and Elliott's kick high and end over end, and Switzer will return it from the three. Up the middle of the 15, outside right, 25, 35, 45, stutter step, Eagle territory, across the 40 to around the 37-yard line. Well, that's one way to start.
Okay.
There was a time in this game where I'm not joking here, that I really thought that Ryan Switzer was their best offensive threat as a kick returner. Because every time the Eagles scored, I was like, man, this guy could run it back.
Yeah.
Because he actually had, you know, he actually looked okay doing that as the return man.
Yeah.
So Ryan Switzer gets a star up.
But the star down to finish your sentence is only getting a field goal on that drive.
That's all I was thinking. Barely getting a field goal on that drive. I actually thought when they returned it and then they almost went 3-and-out. Well, they did go 3-and-out. I thought to myself, we might not even get any points on that big run back. That is terrible. Terrible that the best play in the game for your team came on the very first play of the game.
Do y'all blame Dez for the incomplete on that third down? Is that a ball he definitely should have had?
Yeah, he should have turned his hands around the other way. But yes.
That would help.
There's a couple. I mean, there are some times where Dak just overthrew, just had bad throws. You know, that one, think of it this way. Alshon Jeffrey made that catch near the end zone for Philadelphia. And that was a more difficult catch. The touchdown, where his knee was down. That was a more difficult catch. He made that play.
Yeah.
Dez needs to make that play, too.
True.
Terrence needs to make some catches. Dez dropped another one. There were some drops there. Dak was off, but there were some drops as well on other plays. So, yes, Dez should definitely have made that reception.
Star up to the first half defense.
Yep.
The two defensive performances that have stood out the most this year. What they did against Kansas City, which we got to reassess the Chiefs now, my number five power ranking team along with Roy after they lost to the freaking Giants.
I got a spoiler for you, out.
But then yesterday, 3 points in the first half. And then what they did after two negative situations, the Dak interceptions, right? And they sat there and they held. They sat there and they held, and it only ended up being a minimal amount of damage. That defense was fantastic, and the Cowboys offense wasted the effort. You have to sit there. If you're holding Philly to 7 points after the first quarter, and for that matter, 7 points in the first half, you can't just put up nine, man. Otherwise, the law of averages is going to catch up to you in the second half. But in the first half, that defense was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the defense was very, very good.
They still ended up with zero sacks.
Well, yes, and I should say that Carson's, Carson's athletic. I mean, they should have had that one sack where he completed the third down on, where he dips around, and they should have had a sack there.
Remember
but
when Pro
tough.
Football Focus ranked the offensive lines to start the year?
They had the Philadelphia Eagles ahead of us.
Who's got the best offensive line amongst these two?
Well, I think they schemed it up better. They schemed it better. Carson Wentz was getting rid of the ball before. I mean, if the defensive lineman ran a straight line to Wentz, they probably weren't getting there in time. So if there was a blocker in his way, yeah, that wasn't helping either. They trapped David Irving at least twice where they didn't even block him, and they just let him run through, make him think they were going one way and they went another, and they took advantage of it. It was they had better play calling, and they definitely, no question, had better quarterback play.
Star down. It's not just Dak's fault, even though he was not sharp at all. Star down again. Broken record again. Terrence.
Prescott in the gun. Handoff to play fake to Rod. There's a slant over the middle, tipped and intercepted. At the 25, down to the 20-yard line, and Rodney McLeod, the safety, is out of bounds. The receiver was Terrence Williams, and the ball went right out of his arms and up into the air and into the hands of the former St. Louis Ram, Rodney McLeod.
Now, they got lucky because Jake Elliott, before leaving the game, which didn't matter because they're like, we'll just make all the two-point conversions, he missed from 34. So it didn't end up hurting him, but Terrence Williams has hurt him in the past with that. We've seen it all too well. Was it the Ram game or the Packer game?
Packers, the tip ball, but it went off of Terrence's hands.
Yeah.
Return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It was the Packer game.
This is unreal. Like, Mike Bassick, I already know what's going to happen today. Bassick's going to come in. He's going to see Holly in the conference room, and he's going to go through technical hand catch positions. Mm-hmm. And he's going to talk about, you do this as a wideout. You do this as a baseball player. This is how you catch a ball. This is how my son catches a ball. This is how you don't catch a ball. And Mike's going to go through all these different catching techniques because Terrence Williams is going to cause him to start drinking.
I know, and he's got to start using his hands. Like, he'll use them sometimes, but on those simple plays right across the middle like that, he does the old school Michael Irvin, where and Irvin would do this. Irvin has said this, and Jesse killed him for it. Irvin had said, be the body catcher. And Irvin did this all the time. This whole career was made off that. And that's what Terrence tries to do. And you just can't do that today.
The problem is, when it gets tight, I don't care what Terrence Williams does in the first quarter. When there's pressure on, when he's wide open, if he's catching this with his hands, I do not care. When there is pressure on, when the game is on the line or we need a catch, it's a third down or whatever, Terrence Williams is always going to revert to being the body catcher. That's just what it is. Get used to it. It'll never change. He's never going to start using his hands. And I just don't understand when, if you're a body catcher, it's hitting you in the body. Catch it. That's your whole thing. That's your whole game. Is you're a body catcher. So catch it when it actually hits your body. You know, the other thing, Dez, thank goodness, he'll catch it with his hands. The problem is he's having to use his hands because Dak Prescott's throwing a screen pass an inch off the ground five times in a row. How do you not throw it into the guy's chest?
Yeah.
He's huge. I don't understand why Dak just literally threw that ball into the ground five times yesterday.
Dez got some nice garbage time stats yesterday. 8 catches, and Al Michaels said on the TV broadcast, yeah, but basically 0 yards. So it was 8 catches for 63 yards for Dez Bryant. Jason Witten had 1. I asked Choppy, did Witten get a catch yesterday?
And I was like, yeah, first play of the game. He got one real quick.
Beasley had 2, Bryce had 2, and Terrence had 4. 4 for 35 as they ended up throwing total. You know how much they threw for 113 total net yards.
Oh, when you count sacks in?
Dak with 145.
God, if you were to tell me the Eagles were going to put up 37, but Carson was only going to throw for 168?
Nope.
I'd be like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen?
Because they ran it down our freaking throats.
215.
33 for 215 on the ground.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.